Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. My name is John Ryan. I'm the host. And my co-host today is Ann Hirsch. And we're in the middle of the Christina Lu Show, which is, as I said earlier, the high point of the day. And it's amazing how fast the show goes. Another 15 minutes, but nevertheless.
Well, yes, it's a...
And there's so much stuff for you to still tell us about.
Yes, it's certainly flying by, which is all good stuff. I want to give a special shout-out to our 311 call center, who hit its 2 millionth call.
It's amazing.
Which is really exciting. You know, we always call 311 our sister in this whole thing, because without 311, I mean, it's really a great partnership. And I'm proud to say that Project Independence makes up a huge amount of those calls. You know, it's over 40% of all the calls coming in are for Project Independence services, which is really wonderful. So congratulations to them, and it's exciting to hit that milestone.
And just to throw one thing in, it's like this is like just a personal talk again today.
Yeah, go ahead.
Excuse me. When I see Christina sitting over there and her head doesn't come up from the computer prior to the Christina Lu Show, I know she's on 311 because she's not answering the phone from 311. She's responding responding to the inquiries
that
are going to Project Independence.
That's what I was doing over there. See, John knows me so well.
Yep.
So we were assigning them to our, you know, we have, which is very exciting, we have two wonderful new social workers that are with us, who are absolutely incredible. It's really exciting to have them on board from EAC.
Oh, because of the change. Okay.
Yeah, and they're both so wonderful and fresh and excited. So it's really great to have them on board to build our PI family. But also, I want to let people know that there's these great, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we had on people from the Parks Department talking about the 50th anniversary of Clark Botanic Garden, which is absolutely stunning park in North Hempstead. And they're doing a lot of programs over there. And I just want to encourage people that it's really a great thing to check it out. The next one is going to be on shrubs and flowering trees, which is should be an interesting little topic if you're into planting and gardening. And then the next one after that is about on July 14th called Always Perennials. And there's amazing speakers who know all this. August 18th, Growing a Tropical Paradise on Long Island.
Are these like weekdays, weekends?
You know, that's a good question. It's a Sunday. Sundays in the garden. And then September 15th, Understanding Your Lawn, which I know is the, I know my husband is constantly receiving phone calls from all of his friends with lawn questions.
Right.
So Jay should do one of these. October 20th, Reimagining Your Home Landscape. November 17th, Creating a Fernery. And December 8th, Gardens of Long Island. All these are really experts in the field of horticulture and design. And they're presented on Sunday afternoons at 1 p.m. at the Clark House and also in the garden. You need to register for this. There's limited seating, but there will be light desserts as well. So the fee for each session is $12. If you are a member, though, it is $10. For the entire series, it would be $100. And students is only $5. So it's really a great thing. I mean, you know, there's something you're interested in for $12, I think it's a great class. And it's certainly informative. And it's nice. You know, I think about that. My husband, I'm lucky to be married to a landscape designer. And, you know, he really, especially after a long, hard day, to go in my backyard and how calming it is. You know, my aunt came over the other day and said, she texted me, I'm outside in your vacation home, you know. So it's like, you know, to really have that vibe, it's a nice thing. So I encourage everyone to check these out.
I didn't know your husband did that. My niece's husband does the same thing.
Oh, really? Yeah, so he had a business. Now, I mean, he works for a school district full time, but in addition to that, he had a business, which he doesn't do now because he's the supervisor over at his car
Jay
job.
Did my backyard.
And my niece's husband has connected with the university in her area doing that. And he was thinking of the sprinklers that go underneath. Mm-hmm. He wants to also do a business. Wow, sort of a small world.
Yeah.
Didn't quite expect that.
Well, certainly. It's really an amazing, it's a talent, and you have to certainly be artistic. It's not just mowing the lawn. It's really a great thing. So check that out, please. Clark Botanic Garden is an amazing, amazing facility, and
it's a little different. Because in order to create something, which he does in the backyard, he has to see beauty. He married Christina. He saw beauty so many years ago. So it's a piece of cake for him.
You know, every time I go to the movies, and I've been meaning to say this, if you get there like a half an hour before, you see Maria Menounos. Do you know
yes,
who Maria?
Mm-hmm.
And I look at her and I see Christina.
Oh, thanks.
But she's a movie star?
She's like a host. She's
the host, and she's going to go over all the things that are going to happen and are going on and so on. And I see Christina. That's Christina Menounos.
All right, I'll take it. Listen.
You know who she is?
Yeah, of course I do.
Yes, she's famous.
I'll take a look. Maybe I should reach out to movie theaters, and I could be the person doing
this. Yeah, because the way she stands, the way she speaks, her hair, everything is Christina. So, yes.
Menounos.
Yeah, she's a great girl, too.
Yeah, you'll see it online, I'm sure.
Well, thank you for that, guys. I'll take these compliments all day long. It's a wonderful way to kick off the weekend.
A long weekend, too.
That's right, a long weekend. I certainly need it. We had Lauren Suma on last week, and she was talking about all the great programs the building department is doing. So I want to remind everyone that on May 30th at the Manhasset Public Library, it's going to be one of the mobile office hours. You can attend an upcoming session to meet with the supervisors, applicant, advocate, and have all your questions and concerns answered. You could bring any documentation with you, which is really good, too. Because it's free. And I encourage people to go because we always say this, it's such an overwhelming process on both ends, and you don't know necessarily what kind of permits you need. I mean, the things that, you know, I've stumbled upon that you would need a permit for, you're like, what? How is something that makes logical sense? But there are, so check that out.
You know, sometimes when they explain it after the fact, you say, oh, okay,
yeah, right,
that makes sense.
Right, because you'll see it on pin, you go, like, what? Are you kidding me? Like, I need a permit for that, but I don't need a permit for that. It certainly can be overwhelming, and everybody wants to make sure you cross all your T's and dot your I's. What to know before buying or selling a home is another educational series they're doing. That's going to be on June 13th at 7 p.m. over at the Hillside Public Library, and on Thursday, June 20th at 7 p.m. at the Manhasset Public Library. So here you could once again find out what permits and certificates you need to buy or sell your home. So check that out too. And then Project Independence, we have a bunch of exciting programs coming up as well throughout. We have a bunch of our social groups are still meeting throughout the summer.
Oh, really?
A couple, you know, not all of them.
Yeah, a lot of them.
So the ones that are going to meet through June, we have our fabulous Blankets of Love group that they're actually going to be featured in our Pioneer as well, because the Blankets of Love group, it's amazing the way they pump out these blankets. They donated earlier in the year to Bethany House, and just a couple of weeks ago, they donated a bunch to St. Joseph's Hospital.
Nice.
So they're doing these amazing blankets. So they meet on Tuesdays over at Clint G. Martin Park. We also have, of course, our Romeo men's group is still meeting on the first and third Monday of every month.
Just a sidebar. Have you seen David? He's good?
I haven't seen it. He's coming on the show.
Oh, he is? Okay,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I haven't. I talked to his wife, though, so they seemed good.
Okay.
We have our senior 12 group is going to be meeting in June, and that's on June 6th and June 20th, and that's over at the Roslyn Community Center. Our Project Independence Social Group is on Thursdays, and that's over at the Parkville Branch Library. And our men's group also meets on Fridays over at the Parkville Branch Group. So I just want to tell people that, you know, a lot of things stop in the summer. A bunch of these are continuing throughout the whole summer as per demand of the group.
Well, that makes sense. But, I mean, always call 311.
Absolutely.
If there's one question, because you don't want to bother driving there
find
out it was canceled.
Absolutely.
And you had something to say?
There's something that I was over at Tully, the swimming pool for the town of North Hempstead. To my surprise and delighted, they've changed the equipment upstairs, which was old and somewhat dilapidated. Now we got all new, brand new stuff. This is like going to Equinox.
Really?
Oh, it's very high end. They got the cream de la creme of Cybex equipment up there, brand new. Most of it has been replaced. There's very little of the original left now. So anybody that wants to do walking in the pool or take the kids with the sprinklers or a couple of lanes for lap swimmers, but make sure you go upstairs and see if you want to do some weight training or get on a treadmill or a bicycle
I think everything is brand new up there. Wow. And the equipment is delightful, and you get it for the cost of going into the facility. So whether you do it on the day basis, whether you do it in 3 months, a year, whatever arrangements work for you, check it out.
Okay. And that's a decent annual membership.
So you can't get any more decent than that. That is the best deal in town.
I mean, Tully Park, why try and steal Anne? I mean, she sold me on Tully Park just now. I mean, she might have to be the voice of Tully Park. But it's really great. And thank you for sharing that, Anne, because now I'm going to have to go check that out over there, because that certainly sounds like something that will be interesting.
Yeah, so instead of paying whatever it is for the fancy gyms, and the fact that you don't have to give them a credit card and they're going to keep it on file to keep taking money out of your credit card or your checking account, it's a one-shot deal. You just pay and that's
it. If you don't re-up.
Right, correct. And there's no contracts or anything like that if you pay.
But you have to be a resident of the town.
Yes, you do, and you got to show that you're a resident. Right. No kidding around.
But now that they got new equipment, that's significant. Yeah. The pool I know is great, and they have this kiddie pool thing.
Yeah, well, that's what's
check
so nice.
Out the equipment. They had a grant, and they've got it.
Wow.
I was just there, and it's phenomenal.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Sounds great. Well, lovely. You know, I'm going to have to tell Tully Park that they should be paying us for Anne's services. Also, we have our fabulous St. Francis van, so that's going to be on June 4th over at Sid Jacobson, June 6th at Great Neck Social Center, and June 13th at Manhasset Valley Residence. The audiology van will also be making its rounds on June 11th at Sid Jacobson JCC, June 13th at Manhasset Valley, and June 20th at the Great Neck Social Center. Both of these vans are free. No registration is required for either one of them. And I really encourage you to check it out, because it's a great place to get a free screening and some referrals if you need something
after
that.
And people have been caught, not caught. They have caught
things with people. Yeah, the St. Francis van has actually sent people to the emergency room based upon, you know, different tests that they've run, you know, whether their sugar was too low or their blood pressure was too high. So it's certainly something I encourage people. You know, the fact that you don't need to make a reservation, you can just be in the area and pop on the van, I mean, is a great reason to have a screening.
And you can't get a better hospital in the area than St. Francis. As I mentioned in April,
I
got checked in. Their emergency room is phenomenal. The attention you get there is beyond, and the food is wonderful.
Ooh,
you can order a la carte. It's not. It's not a package deal. If you want mashed potatoes or sweet potatoes or egg whites with who knows whatever, unbelievable. And the food is good. It's good food. So it's like you're checking into a hotel.
I need heart surgery. Where am I going to go? Where's the food?
And the attention is unbelievable. It's a phenomenal place.
Look at the glass half full over here. Project Independence in you. If anyone has any questions about anything, call 311 or 869-6311. Have a good weekend.
No, we have to take a break.
Oh, that's right.
We're going into
We have old-time
radio.
Talk
radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.
That's right.